Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Psychic Jethro, and this is Psychics Gone Wild. That was Sunset Lagoon by Linda Irwin. Beautiful song, starting out a fun night. Those of you who've tuned in, get ready. It's Friday night. We're going to be giving away one of those Christmas baskets tonight. The really fun and excellent part is all of you who've been waiting excited are not half as excited as I am tonight with our guest. We have a very gifted, very phenomenal, very personal and endearing person who we've gotten to be privileged enough to get to have on our show, and that's Janae. I know everyone says it's spelled like Janet, but if you say it, it's Janae, if you look at it the way it's spelled. And I want to tease all of you because I've had a lot of comments on how attractive, how nice and very, you know, gifted Janae is. And you've all been reading that, you know, Janae is a columnist for Bell's Spirit Magazine and Diamond Psychic. She is also a certified Reiki practitioner, natural healer. She has the ability to also not only send energy to those, she also specializes in life counseling, growth, and relationships. And Janae is very gifted and able to look and see with people's energy. So you guys, I know a lot of you have been excited about looking for an email person. Here's your person. Here's the one you want to send those emails into. And Janae, I want to welcome you to Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi, Jethro. Thank you very much for having me on this evening, and thank you very much for being allowing me to be part of such a wonderful team. I'm excited.
Thank you, and we welcome you, all the family. We've had so much, a lot of emails tonight, and those of you who are checking in, Amy had some other outside things and will be back with us. She will be going to Mondays. You know how we always keep it going different, and those who are looking for Amy Cavanaugh, straight on, intense grieving counseling and psychic abilities, tune in to Monday night. Amy will be there. Janae, one of the things that we've got quite a few questions for you tonight. They love when we got new people, but you're getting a lot of welcomes. We have friends from Alabama that said to tell you look very attractive. Did you ever do some modeling? They thought they had seen you in some modeling.
Actually, I used to do modeling when I was younger quite a bit for the Dillards here and a couple of retail things. And then as I got a little bit older, I did some modeling for a couple of magazines locally, but nothing on a big scale by any means. And thank you very much for the compliment.
Very good. You know, I want to tease all of you guys who do send in your emails and welcome, you know, please, you know, I only do the emails that do have something on them to tell me where you are from or to give, and we always do that, and I love that. We, you know, very complimentary, and we love that because, you know, it's good to welcome. We've got a lot of welcomes coming in from, you've got quite a few right here now coming from Texas. We've got a couple more from over in New York. Welcome from all of the friends up in California. We've got quite a few from the 210 area, and what I welcome, Janae, is that let them know a little bit. We always do this when we introduce someone new. I'm going to give you this time here to introduce yourself to all of our guests and let them know who our Friday night person, Janae Bowerman, is.
Oh, thank you very much, Jethro. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. I am a little bit nervous since this is my first time with the Psychic Gone Wild show, but I'm a Reiki practitioner, certified Reiki practitioner. I love to read photographs, and I'm an empath, intuitive. I have been all my life and have been able to connect with spirits since I was a young child. And I also write a column, a nature science column for Bellis Free Magazine, and you can see that every month, www.bellisfree.com. And what that is where people write in and they connect with nature. They may find an animal sign or a nature sign, and they want to know what that means and how it may apply to their life. And I give them that information and let them know, you know, what through a psychic or intuitive message that may be coming up for them through that sign. I also do a lot of, like I said, I'm a photo intuitive, so I connect with spirit, and I'm able to read people's energy through photos, and I can also do it through emails as well. So I don't always have to have a photo, but I do enjoy that.
I love that, and I think that's very gifted, Jeanette. You know, Janae, that one thing that we have a lot of times asked, and this is something that I do recommend with anyone who is out there and asking. One of the great things about this ability, and you know, is the fact that we were talking about spirit guides and one of the excellent energies of this. And I love what Janae just said there. She does do this, and she works with this, and this is one of those phenomenal gifts that all of us, you know, we enjoy with when you have an instance. Let's say we call it psychic cases, and we've taken on a case of doing something. Janae would be the one who would do that. Look at those things, and what's her impressions and what she's getting there are very, very accurate. She's a very modest person, but it's a very strong gift, and I just welcome you. And I like to have a question here we've got from John. He is asking on here, if he were to talk to his spirit guides, what suggestion would you have for him on getting to connect with his spirit guides?
Okay, thank you very much for the question, and that's John. Did you say his name was?
Yes.
John. Okay, what I would do, first of all, is I would get in a very comfortable, relaxed position, and I would try to ground myself by connecting with Mother Earth, and then just put a white light of protection around you, and then just talk to your spirit guide as if you're talking to a friend. Ask them very, you know, honestly and straightforward that if they can connect with you and give you any kind of information or insight on the question that you're asking, and just silently listen after you ask them. Ask them to give you a sign, perhaps through a music, through nature, the little voice in your head. Sometimes I hear when I ask my spirit guides for information, I can get a song that may come on the radio, or I may be directed to an old book or something that I have in my bookcase, or I might see something on the internet, a poem or a message from someone to someone else that stands out for me, and it's just meant for me to see it. And all these different ways your spirit guide can connect with you.
I love that. And I know, and Janae, we've got another gentleman here that's writing, KCL is his initials, and he is telling me, he said that he used to, when he was younger, he would feel his guides and always felt they were there. And now as he's gotten older, he realized that a lot of times he was having energy come around him, and he felt that these were his guides talking to him. And he can tell by what he's heard and with you on the radio, he's saying that he realizes you're really gifted, and would suggest that if he were to send you a picture, does he need to go on a certain site, or where would he go to get a reading by you and send you a picture so you could tell him maybe what his guides were? And could you do this from looking at his picture?
I can try to do that from his pictures sometimes. Most of the time I really do connect with people, and I can let them know about their guides. First of all, he can reach me at www.braveheartbutterfly.com, or he can go to braveheartbutterfly@gmail.com, and that's probably the best way, excuse me, just to send me an email at braveheartbutterfly@gmail.com and attach his picture with that. And I can let him know the senses and fields. I may not can tell him his guide's names, but I can probably most likely tell him the energy of them, whether it's male or female. And I want to emphasize that not really the causal plane guides and our higher guides, they're not really male or female, but they do have a sense of an energy feel to them, you know, whether it's more of a masculine feel or more of a feminine feel to it. The guides that I feel right now that the guides around him could have been or are some of the family members that have passed over, you know, that's gone on to spirit, and they will come around him and give him a certain feeling or guidance from day to day.
Very good. We have from Texas, we have our little Joni who's writing. She wants to know, as Janae Mormon, with your being a columnist and working for Bell Spirit Magazine, if I were to send you an article, could you help me get it published or have some ideas on how I could get an article out to newspapers? She is one of our healers, and she does a lot of writing on angel work. Any suggestions for her?
Oh, absolutely. I would recommend her to get in touch with Bell Salisbury. She's our editor and our main lady that got me started. She's the publisher of the magazine, of course, and she can write in to bell@bellesprit.com, and that's an email, or she can go to www.bellesprit.com, and there's a click on Bell's picture, or there should be some kind of tab at the top, I believe, on a way to ask a question. Or she's welcome to get in touch with me, again, at braveheartbutterfly@gmail.com, and I can link her up with her. And that way she can let them know the type of article that she writes, and hopefully we can get it. We're always looking for diamond psychics, and we're always looking for wonderfully talented columnists. So I would really suggest her getting in touch with me so we can get her started.
Very
awesome.
Good. You're very, see, and now you guys understand why we were so honored to get her on Psychics Gone Wild. She's not only a gifted person, she's out here helping, and I want to thank you. I can feel the emotion here, and I've got a lot of you guys writing. I know we're going to get to you guys on the phone. Relax. One thing fun is in 16 minutes, we're going to give you a little bit of beautiful music, and then we're going to pick a name, and that'll be our second winner of our Psychics Gone Wild Christmas baskets. I've got a little bit of stuff to tell you guys a little bit on that. We have got Coming Full Circle by Lynn Andrews, her seventh book. Those of you who know Lynn Andrews and have read through the years with her, like me, know that she has over 20 books out there. It's a phenomenal book. I can tell you from you guys that have been listening to the show, you're going to get to meet these authors that are giving away these prizes. Those of you who listened in and heard Sherry Richards, Dancing with Your Dragon, what a phenomenal person. Very gifted, very insightful person. Janae is going to be on here with Fridays, and she gets to meet her, get to be the person with it. My lovely assistant Kay is going to pull a name here. We've got a bunch of you guys that are putting in. How do you put in was one of the questions. Go to psychicsgonewild.com. Look down on the left side. It says free gift. Put down in there, fill in your information, and send it to me. Now, our first winner, I'm going to tease you, Mary Goodman, but you gave me your email, and I have to get your snail mail. So send it to psychicjethro@aol.com with yours. I've emailed you, and I need to have your snail mail so I can send it. You can get it early. I'm trying to get a few of these out, so you'll get yours in the mail, and then we're going to continue on. We just got the good news today that our other family is putting a little bit together. They've got a little, what they call a chip-in sign out there. They're sending it out to put in a little more for shipping. They want to keep this going. You know how a Psychic's Gone Wild go a little Lulu. So we're going to have this again going in Christmas. And those of you who asked for it, one of the presents that's going to be in one of the gifts tonight is what you asked for, a half an hour reading by our Aurora Rose. And we have a lot of you in New York betting and arguing about who's going to get this prize. And we're going to have to wait and see. I apologize because obviously we've got them calling in together. I love it, but you guys got to wait. I've got four phones here, and Psyche's Gone Wild will be going wild. Janae, honestly, now we got a really good question here from you from one of our friends in Tennessee. Did you ever really think you'd want to be on Psyche's Gone Wild? And are, do you feel they're as crazy as they act on the radio? Hey, now.
You know what? Crazy is a great thing. I'm kind of crazy myself, and I think that's what the major components in having such a good energy together and a wonderful radio program, which invokes a lot of wonderful listeners and a lot of happy times in chatting on the phone. Did I ever think that I'd be part of it? You know, until 2 weeks ago, I never thought that I'd be honored and even privileged enough to be part of this team. I'm excited as I can be, and I think it's going to be wonderful. So, no, at first, no, I didn't, but now that I'm here, I am so happy. And I also wanted to say, Jethro, as my contribution to your Christmas basket, I would love to offer my services, a free 15-minute psychic connection or reading, or a two-question email. So you can decide and you can put it in the basket, and for this time or the next time or both times, and I'd love to be a contributor to that.
Boy, you got the other two. Now I'm going to turn off the other phone. I saw that. We just had everybody go a little bit wild. We just got them. You've got our most two attractive ladies, Aurora and Janae, both putting in their work and putting this out there. And we've got both sides of the country now going crazy. We just raised up California to go hello. Now they're all going, what are we doing? We've got more emails coming in. I've seen more likes come on, which does count. You guys, I have to print those. That's what takes that few minutes of music while I print them out, so it counts. Anybody that's putting the likes following the show, you're going to get that. Now, you just heard that. Now, you're going to also get yourself an email reading by Janae. You're going to get yourself a half an hour with Aurora. You're also, as we've been going through this, looking at going to get yourself a CD by Linda Irwin, who you guys know, that was the Sunset Lagoon, and she will be, her CD signed in there will also be one of these second presents. Yes, you can put in more than once. So with that and with the fun of it, we're building. And Janae, I thank you. This is our funnest one. This is our first time we've done this. And now that we're going to be continuing this on in December, like I said, they're putting out the little fun thing we've got as making sure you guys keep having fun all the time on Psyche's Gone Wild. 410, you've listened to it all. What do you got to say?
I'm ready for a reading.
So what did you call it? What did you think? This was Psyche's Gone Wild?
Yeah, really.
Okay, and I think I have that voice is familiar.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Hey, where do I go to your site to put in for the basket to register?
Yeah, psychicsgonewild.com, and you can put in that Psychic Jethro's, either one of those submissions, and put in and put your information down. And is this Mary Goodman?
No, this is Kathy.
Kathy, you sound like her. So you got the psychic spellbound. I'm shutting Mary Goodman down. These psychics are on it because that woman will take this basket with her. She is our first winner.
Okay, this is Mary Goodman.
Okay, Mary, you're on. No, I'm kidding, Mary. Mary's going to call and yell at me names again. I'm glad you called, Kathy. We're getting silly and we're having fun. Give us a little bit here of what you're looking for. I apologize with time. We're not doing general readings because there's only an hour tonight. It's our Friday night wildness. But give us a little bit of here what you'd like us to look at, and me and Janae will help you.
Third eye.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you are a toughie. You've got energy not only happening here from when you were younger. I keep getting this with you. I'm seeing some other things happening. You have had other abilities and stuff you're doing. You're able to do stuff that other people don't understand there. They're telling me that you have also somebody else that's trying to block you.
Who would that be?
Kathy, it what they're showing me, and I, you know, and all teasing aside, all of you guys know that I knew she was not Mary, so I've got people email me, come on, you guys, you love the girls and you give me a bad time. But they're just right. We've got people, they'll nag me into the bar and I don't drink. It's not pretty. But you look, what they're going here is they're telling me with you in all honesty and what we're getting here with the energy, is they're telling me that you had something happen when you were younger, and I see that this is causing a little bit of a block. I see what's happening is you're able to do stuff, but you had a, this looks to me female. I'm seeing a woman. I see her with a tight apron, and I see her really bothered by anything with this. She feels this is something like when you were younger, you used to do kind of magic stuff. You were one of those kids like they teased Aurora about. You're one of those little kids that when you came around, things went a little bump in the night. So everybody was like, she's cute, but don't, you know, something's different about Kathy. It was
mm-hmm.
good when you were younger, and you're still very gifted, but they're magically telling me that. Janae, are you picking up? Are you sensing? What, are you got any ideas here, what you feel with her third eye and what we're getting?
Do you think it was a grandmother that was like that?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like German, or I feel like she's got this stance about it. I shouldn't say that.
She's Polish. She was
Polish.
My mother's mother.
Oh, okay, yeah, and she's got that stance. See, and you guys who are going to write and say, I had a grandmother who had that same stance and that look, and that's why I put that there, because I can see that look in her eye of back off, you know, and she was like, nobody's going to tell me any different, and that's what I see. I see she loved you, but I see she was not going to have this stuff, and, you know, we all know this is New Age is part of it. Was this the stuff that used to be hidden? And even though those of us who really had other gifts, parents and people really promoted this not to be brought into the house.
She's probably on the other side now going, yeah, go on, come on. Get that third eye going.
Yeah, and exactly. And then
you give readings now, don't you, Kathy?
I get readings? Do I?
Don't you give readings? Yes.
No, I
do you
don't.
Give readings now? You
no.
don't give readings?
Mm-mm.
Well, I feel like that your third eye is open, and it will be even more open if you do a lot more meditating. And I'm feeling to really dig into your meditating, girl. I think that you should. Before too long, you're going to be doing readings. I feel that. And you're very gifted. I agree with Jethro that it comes, you've had this all your life, and it comes from your mom's side of the family, I believe, your grandmother.
Yeah.
And I do believe that you're very connected to spirit.
Okay.
And since you said you're not doing readings now, I feel it won't be too long at all before you'll be doing. You're not real open with your gifts, or you kind of keep it hidden from people or your close-knit family.
Well,
if you're interested in this kind of stuff.
There's really nobody to read for. I guess I'll have to start reading to my husband, give him a reading.
We're coming over. Where yet? We get our chicken. Okay. Let's go, Jenna. We got pies.
I'm in Maryland.
Oh, well, I'm in Florida. We got a date.
I am moving to Florida. In a couple of years.
Remember, Tampa Psychic Jethro. It's one of those names you can't miss. I'll be in
there. Oh, I know that. I know you.
Cool. That makes me feel good. I see there. That's what you guys get in California. Maryland loves me, so that's what
yes,
I want you to.
Yes, we love you. We love you. You're always so right on.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And what we've got here happening, and we're going into, is we've got 6 minutes. We're going to let Kathy get on and to do that site. All of you go to psychicsgonewild.com and put in. We're going to take and go on to the next one. Kathy, we welcome you. We loved having you guys in. We've cut it down to an hour because we have so many people. And unfortunately, this time of the year, what happens too, if you guys know what's happening, is we do it one question because we get so many on. And we also do other shows. We have other people coming in. And we want to make sure that you guys know we do love you and we do this. And are you one of our followers, Kathy? It sounds like you've heard me before.
Oh, yeah, I am.
Will you do me the honor and tell these people, how do we get to follow the show if you don't know how to follow a Blog Talk Radio show?
You mean to log on to Blog Talk or go to Facebook?
Yes, and you if you want to follow the show so it comes to you every night or it comes to you when they're on.
Oh, yeah, you click on the follow button on your page.
Now you guys have heard Kathy say it. I have a lot of you guys tease me, and you would not believe how many emails sometimes you guys write me. So it's you just go, like she said, you click on that follow. I'm teasing some of you guys on the other side. That's what you guys get over there in California. We will explain everything to you now because you're just really giving it to me bad. We know you're going to get to win it. They're trying to find out if they put extra in sending the shipping. No, we're not going to. We're going to pick this randomly, and we're going to do it. And I love it. We've got everybody wound up to do this. Kathy, we want you to tell everybody here, is there anything that you would like to say with your psychic gift that you'd like to let the world know?
No, I'm, because I don't think I'm there yet.
Well, I'm like Janae, and I think you're going to be, and we welcome you, and you keep following, and we're going to welcome all of you guys in the room. We've got a couple of people waving. They're like, Marilyn rocks. Well, we're having a good
time. Hey, Marilyn Krabs.
Oh, yay. Going on to the
We really appreciate you calling in tonight, Kathy. It's great to hear your voice and feel your energy, and just keep believing in yourself, girlfriend. You're going to be there.
And we go in, we love it. We got their 773-897-6461 number. It's going Lulu again. So those of you who hang on to your hats, 440, you're on. What do you know, 440? 440, I guess you better not be over there in Maryland because we're over there, none of there. So we got to tease you, 440. Going back, we'd let her over. Every time we get a fun one, took Kathy and 440 not wanting to talk. 617, how are you tonight?
All right, and yourself?
Great. I welcome you to Psychics Gone Wild, and you have a very cool voice. You sound like an actress voice or something. You have a very unique voice.
Oh, thank you. my question is, the same question you just got, does got the phone with the other lady? I want to know about my third eye, too.
Man, Janae, you're bringing in all the psychics. I knew you called your friends, didn't you, from Psychic Seer?
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for calling in, darling. What's your first name?
My first name is Catherine.
Catherine?
Yes, ma'am, with a K. Catherine, yes, ma'am.
I'm picking up that you're definitely very empathic. I bet that all your life you've been able to kind of source out when you get around people. You can tell whether they're in a good mood or in a bad mood.
Uh-huh.
You can probably tell whether they're friendly or they're not friendly, and you gauge how you respond and how you connect with these people based on that feeling. I'm feeling that you probably could tell whether, you know, like in school, whether you're, you know, who's a good friend, who's not a good friend, who's on your side, who's got positive energy, negative energy. I'm feeling that in the workplace, or you're just going into a grocery store or to any kind of store. Am I picking that up right?
I go inside the grocery store.
I bet you could, when you go into a grocery store or a supermarket or, you know, some kind of box store, you can kind of sense the energy of the people around you or even in your workplace or in school.
Right.
You can pick up on, you know, whether it's a good energy or a bad energy, friendly or not so friendly, whether people's in a good mood or bad mood. And I feel like you can practice on getting your third eye even more open and becoming even more intuitive. Keep yourself grounded. Try to meditate. Take salt baths. And
salt
just
bath.
Really, yes, ma'am. Get you some lavender and some Epsom salts and get into a salt bath. Stay grounded that way. Do some meditation. Get out in nature and feel yourself connect, and it will keep getting stronger and stronger, I feel like.
So I'll be able to see the spirits, be able to talk to them, see them more, because I know I feel them, but I don't see them.
I'm not picking up on that one way or the other. I just feel very strongly that you're very empathic and that you always have been, even from, say, the age of 3, that you've been able to, you know, to feel energy. And the moods in other people, and whether it's, you know, it's a good energy or a bad energy. What are you thinking, Jethro?
I'm agreeing very much.
What are you picking up?
I'm picking up very much. And I, Catherine, I also felt a really strong presence of the other angelic work coming around you. And they're telling me, I agree very much in what Janae's saying there. They're telling me the angels are working with you, and you have a really positive ability, but you know, it must be the night. We had Kathy, now we have Catherine, and you were a child that you used to make people, they loved you, but they were a little nervous of you, too. When you got uptight, they felt heat and other energies. You're gifted.
Yeah. You're so right.
What
wow.
is this? you just get the other energy. And the angel's telling me that when you guys were going through your other, say you guides, but you have a group with you. Kathy was talking there about her abilities in Maryland, and I feel like you have the same energies that you have a couple of your guides who are strong. And what I feel is that when you were younger, you used to get a little mad, and you learned real quick that if you thought about things, you could make people hear you. You could send and receive, we call it psychically now. When you were a little kid, and when I, my day and age, we're telling ages now on everybody, we used to just say, that kid has feelings. That kid has, and they would say, this kid is, you can feel this, you know, you can sense this about this kid. And what I feel is that happened was that I feel like you went through a lot of times that you kind of hurt. I feel like you physically went through some energy, and it was hard to, you couldn't always communicate with the male. They keep telling me the male in your life you couldn't communicate with.
Right, you're right.
I here I am reading you, and we're going through a little more, and I already got the flag from you other guys. Leave me alone. We will give other time. I got some, boy, everybody, they will not leave me alone. So as we're going into this, I've got some other things happening here. They're telling me that this there's something about tobacco to this day with you. There's something about, okay, who this person, is this a roll-your-own cigarette? This is something about cigarettes.
Okay. I used to smoke cigarettes. I don't smoke no more.
You better not anymore. They're telling me something here. They're telling me that your guides are, you have the kind of guides that what I call will spank you. I mean, this is the kind of guides that they say no more. They mean it. And they're saying that if you even for you to get around it, they'll make you feel sick. They make you feel odd. Other people start to get the craving.
Yeah, that's why I stopped smoking cigarettes, because I know every time I smoke a cigarette, I feel like I want to pass out. I'm like, oh wow, what's wrong with me? I was like, that's why I just completely stopped smoking. I smoke weed. That's all I do, though.
Oh my goodness. Well, we're all psychic.
I ain't gonna lie.
And if you were in Colorado, it would be legal now, from what I read. And now I love to hear.
Oh, in Boston now too.
Oh.
They passed a law in Boston too.
I have got to buy a TV. Why do I not get the news? Everybody is, okay, I forget. I'm a psychic. Okay. See, psychically, and this is something we are known for, do you know that TVs and other things resonate with the crystals to us? I'm glad to know that that it's in Boston. And I feel like the guys are telling me that this is also another subject, and this is a touchy one. I can see all of you guys getting ready to write Jethro. It's what I call tend your business. This is a very honest person. She's very much saying that. And I'm going to say this out to those of you who know with the Native American. I am saying from opinion, there are different vices and different things in the world that do work with different things of helping or unhelping. There is a great thing called sugar. Those of you who know, if you have a little bit of a cookie, it's a great thing. If you go out and do what Jethro does and you gorge until the buffet people throw you out, then you went over with it's going to hurt. That's what I'm saying.
Wow. Okay.
Now you know why I'm not a politician, but we're going to go into the fact of that is I really am happy that we're having everybody come in, and aren't we glad that when we come to Psychics Gone Wild, we want to continue and will continue to give you the fun. And Catherine, I've got something here really quick to tell you before we ran a little bit out of time and they're pushing me, and I know we're going to pull that name. You guys are going to have to listen to the song. They said to let you know that there's some other blessings coming for you, and that you've got some other love here. You've got to open out of the side up, and you've still got some more love. You kind of shut something down because you got hurt.
Yeah.
And we got to go by giving you too much, and they're playing. They're calling
okay.
Me favorite.
Thank you. God bless you. I'm sorry. Thank you. God bless you. Have a good
have
night.
Have a great evening, Captain.
You
oh,
too,
sweetie.
Okay. Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye-bye.
And we're glad you called in, and I know I got the timer on me, and we're going to go ahead and play one of those beautiful songs, and this is in honor of our friend Amy, our little mermaid, and all of you guys know, and then we'll be, after this song, we'll pick that name. So don't go anywhere. We've got Janae Bowerman and Psychic Jethro on Psychics Gone Wild. Yes. Guess what that was? Under the Sea. And I want to welcome everyone. This is Psyche's Gone Wild. This is Psyche Jethro with my wonderful co-host, Janae Bowerman. And what we're looking at and having is it's that time for our second pulling of the drawing. My wonderful assistant Kay has pulled the name, and I have the name in my hand here for our next winner of the Christmas gift basket from Psyche's Gone Wild. Wow, yay! The fun thing is, this is our second one, and the winner is, now we've had Kathy's and Catherine. If this is another, we've got a Jim Jacobs. You're the winner, and good friend of ours who put in for it. You have won, Jim, the second gift certificate. So what you've got is, I say certificate, I'm teasing you. They always put that on. Have you ever listened to the other radio shows? You've won, and then they give you some certificate that isn't the real thing. You've won the books, and you've won some items that will be sent to you. We'll send you an email, and then send us privately. We'll keep your snail mail, and we will send this to your home. So for Christmas, you will have some beautiful items on Psychics Gone Wild. And thank you, guys. Continue to put in, because we're going to continue to do this on through into December. The really excellent fun thing is we've had some more things added. Tonight, this was also, you got a reading given to you. You've gotten some Organogold coffee, which is really healthy. Those of you who know what we've done and we've started out with is we have a group. We are really doing that fun shake-up in November. So remember, the schedule has changed. So when you tune in, tonight we have a lot of new people, and we got a lot of people that are just excited welcoming our new friend, Janae Bowerman. Janae, how are you doing with this?
I'm doing great. I'm having such a wonderful time. And Jethro, it's just such great energy on your show, and I'm so glad to be a part of it.
Thank you
very
much.
Congratulations to Jim to win in the basket. Awesome.
I think that rocks. And, you know, we've had the most fun about this. And the psychics told me that we've had on through there. We've got our psychicsgonewild.com site. Those of you go on and look, and you can see the psychics that have been on. We've got our featured ones. We are now really putting out some new work. And I've got two new people for December that are going to be phenomenal. One of the guests that has already just confirmed with me as an automatic writer. She does scrying. She does other energies. We're bringing you guys the new and improved. We had a lot of asking for Tony Naomi. He's a very good friend of ours, and we know he's out doing his radio show. We had Patty Negri. We also have a really phenomenal opportunity to meet the authors of some of the really good books that we're giving out. One of the books we're giving out tonight is Amadeus by Elizabeth I almost messed up the name, you guys, don't get in trouble. Cosmos, I apologize. She's a very nice person. I spoke to her today. Those of you who know, we attentively are going to have to check on that. We had a scheduling, we had some technical difficulties. We will be having her on the show. We have Georgina Cannon. There's another book that's in there. Georgina Cannon's book, and working with the energies of past life regression and working with the energies of being able to go in and out. She will be on next week. Those of you who are staying tuned, she will be on the radio show, and we're welcoming. We've also added, for you guys that are really paying attention to the PsychicsGoneWild.com site, we're adding some new people. One of those is our gifted and friend who always is helping us and has been one of our loyal followers, and that is Jan Drake Bakke. She has done a very gifted gesture. She won Psychics Gone Wild contest, and the reading that she won for half an hour has been one of the wildest times for her and me to get together. It was a reading with Psyche Jethro, and Jan has graciously given this reading to Amy. She's given it to Amy Kavanaugh, not only because the guides and her and me were all been having a wild party to get together, but also because Jan is a very gracious person, and I want to take time personally out to say, Jan, I think that was very honorable, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to respect both. I will give you a half an hour reading, and I will give Amy one. And that's what we do here is we help. Janae, people are asking, how do they get a hold of you, and what all do you do? They said you were telling on here earlier that you do readings with pictures and email, and you're very gifted. You seem like a very sweet person, and they're glad to have you from Georgia. That's very good.
Aw, thank you very much. Well, you can reach me at braveheartbutterfly@gmail.com. You can also reach me through the True Psychics, Psychics Gone Wild website. Sorry about that. Gosh, I just had a little brain crash right then. or the Bella's Free website. You can reach me there. I've got tabs on both of them. But give me a call or send me an email. I love to read pictures. I read energy. I'm very good at helping people with their love and relationship problems or questions. I oftentimes use tarot cards to help me with that. I use the Monty Farber and the Amy Zerner little oracle cards for love and relationships. I can help you with any kind of life questions. Just do simple coaching. I'm a certified Reiki practitioner. I can help you with some energy work and healing. So get in touch with me.
Very good.
I'd love to help you. Yeah.
Very good. And you guys are writing here. We've got a lot of you asking in. Yes, Nick in New York. The Jim Bake Jacobs also won the half an hour reading with Aurora Rose. Some of these people just keep fighting with us. But we love that. And Nick wants to also put down that, P.S., he noticed on the site that there was some misspelling. Well, we'll have to look and see. Show me what you got. I love that because those of you who know that it's a very phenomenal site and we have it edited and done by my lovely K.E. Smith. Those of you who have a chance, please do us a favor. Go on Facebook if you get a chance, those that are following our Twitter and our Twitter followers. We have quite a few there. And please do the liking on the site. We are really working with Psychic Justice site and working with Living in the Psychic Realm. Those of you who know, I am promoting my book. I'm really putting a lot of effort. We have the second book will be out later. And what we've really been encouraging is that all of you guys who do like the book know that if you decide to buy my book and give it as a gift, we're giving a deal. I'm giving out a deal that you can get on there. You can get a book and a reading. Also give yourself your own book and reading if you want. And I will do that at a 50% discount, whichever reading you pick. So write to me at psychicjethroaol.com and say, I want a reading and the book. And I will also send out a signed Living in the Realm to you, and I'll give you a half 50% discount because you asked for it on your reading, on top of what it is on my site, so you can't beat that. Go to jethrosmith.net for the site. And Janae, one thing we've got here happening is we had a friend who wrote us, Chris wrote from Montreal, and she wants to know, she's bought herself some stones, and what would you do what would you do with these stones? Because I've tried to work with them, and she's wondering, what would your suggestion be, Janae? If you had stones and the guides had told you, a reader's told her in Montreal to buy the stones, and now she can't find the reader and she's confused. What does she do with these stones? Is what she's saying.
Well, what I do and what I would suggest doing is make sure that you do clean them. And you can clean them in sea salt and under running water. You can put them in the sunlight. And then I would charge them up. When a full moon comes, set them out in the full moon, charge them up. Carry them around with her. See which one that she's feeling the energy off of. And she may not resonate with them right away. Give herself an opportunity to bond with them. Put them in her purse. If they're small, she can carry them, you know, in her pockets. She can sleep with them by her bedside. However, I would recommend that if there are a lot of quartz crystals, a lot of stones with a huge amount of energy, not to put them all together by her bed, or she may not sleep all night. But I would certainly keep them around and just play with them, hold them in her hands when she meditates, just kind of see which one talks to her or give her the energy.
Good. And we've got a Jackie from, I think, Oregon, asking if we could have our wishes. As the psychic's gone wild there, can each of you both give me what you could do if you could have one wish in this world that would happen for us now? What would that wish be? What would you say, Janae?
In the world as a collective or for me personally? Or
They're saying for yourself personally, for your own personal gain, they said.
Well, for my own personal gain, I'm always wanting to help people. So my whatever I could do to touch someone's life, that my energy, my light, if it can shine on someone and help someone in a way, if there's anyone in need that, you know, that I could reach out to help them become a better person or to get over lumps in their life, because I've had a lot of hard knocks and a lot of lumps in my life, and I always want to be there for someone to help them along if they're having a hard time. So if I could just make a little bit of a difference in somebody's life and help them a long way, that's what my wish would be.
Very good. My wish, I feel that it would be the opening, and everyone would be in their heart energy and that experience, and they would be able to be sensitive and treat others as they want in their own energy and be able to do karmically open. So what they're feeling, they're having that, which would mean they would be able to manifest and do whatever their intent was. If this humanity, for me personally, everyone would feel that. That's what I think my wish would be. That's a good one. You really got me. You know, that was a good one to throw at us. We have another one here from, again, in Oregon with a KM, and it's like, what you wrote in your book about clairaudience with your nose and being able to do, I keep smelling spearmint, Psyche Jethro. What should I do and what do you feel? Very good one. Okay, what I would say is, you know, I do believe that. I'm very much a clairaudience, and we used to joke that I was like Toucan Sam, the joke off of the Kellogg's commercial. I have a very psychic nose, and when I always smell different energies, and I can tell you when someone's thinking about me or an intent by that smell. As we were talking earlier with our listener, Catherine, about the tobacco and you know, that making her, well, I can tell you with spearmint. Spearmint is financial, and I know that you'll read different books, aromatherapy. When I start smelling spearmint, to me, it means money's coming. If your hand itches, scratch it towards you, it means money's coming. That's what they're telling me with you. They're also telling me that the angels are telling you, by you getting this smell, to also do it. I've seen people do a little spearmint for a tonic for their tummy. You know, mint's good for your tummy. And I know for years ago, that really made a lot of English sense. No wonder I got kicked out of school. No, I'm kidding, you guys. I do have school. I'm having one of those nights. We're going wild. When you're doing the mint and you're putting it in your tea and you're doing the drink, we used to be able to put a little bit of a mint in the tea. And as a tea reader, it also meant that you were going to have guests that were close to you. That's another, what I would say, terminology of it and what I believe psychically. Do you have any, Janae, was there any ideas you have on the spearmint? Would you like to contribute here?
Well, I have a thought that I've always felt like when I get smells, because I'm clairaudient as well, and it could be somebody that has passed over in spirit that used to be around them that loved spearmint tea, that chewed spearmint gum, that was related in some way to that certain scent, and maybe that person is around them.
Very excellent, very true, and Janae's right. And those of you who are working with your gifts, you know, when we take the classes, I've got some of you guys working in the class. And by the way, it is a little late tonight on that. You'll be getting your emails from some of you guys who are writing. I've had two of you write in. One of you is off playing hooky on a date. I'm so glad. And we're just joking with the rest of you. Know that, like what she was just saying there, you know, that being clairaudient too, it is someone on the other side. Please remember that. When you guys are doing your metaphysical exercises, open yourself to both realms. We've had a big discussion and working with a lot of group on healing and some of my other work. I know some of you guys are really interested in opening and developing so you can hear your guides. Well, this is a way to do that, and it's really your strongest sense. And this is it's very true, scientifically been proven. Your nose is your strongest sense. And people will argue this till they want to argue when they argue. But, you know, it's just like we know those arguers can argue what they want. We also know that it is true. I'll tell you something that's really impressive. And as Janae was saying with hers being open, Janae, do you remember when we used to have those candies? I mean, they were like Pop Rocks, and they smelled. I mean, you would eat them, and they would pop.
Yes, I do. I remember that. You're telling our age.
Oh, no. Okay, we don't remember those, but we heard about those from our older brothers and sisters that we loved, but we did hear this from them. It was the rumor. And those things that we heard, I have been this last week, and I want to put out there to you other psychics, because we all read for each other back and forth. I don't know why, but I keep smelling this. And it's like there was the purple kind, and I don't remember anybody they were signified with. I don't know. And I do remember as a kid, my sister will laugh. She does listen in, and she's listening in tonight on Facebook. But she used to tease me about them, because the thing was that they were rumored that they could make you sick, and if you swallowed them, you could blow up. And they had all this stuff about it.
I remember that.
Remember? And it was just like the coolest thing. I mean, I remember like in school, it's like, I have Pop Rocks. My parents rock. And people were like freaking out. It's like, you went and bought Pop Rocks? You're going there. You're in so much trouble. I mean, it would be like.
I know.
Shows you, you know, how the times are and sociable. And yes, I know you guys are going to write me, I'm a geek. So there, I have my moments. But as we got this going, anybody, any suggestions, Janae? What do you feel that's going on for Psychic Jethro? Why am I keep smelling these Pop Rocks all the time?
Gosh, Jethro, you're really putting me on the spot there. I don't really know, unless there's something significant to your childhood that you're trying to remember, that maybe you have block that's coming to you that since you associate that with such a wonderful time and you had a great experience with it, maybe it's something connected with that time and you're trying to remember a good experience. I really can't tell you. Did you say it was grape?
It was great, and the only person that really loved it, I mean, this is silly, and you guys are going to laugh about me. I can see it already. I'm going to get teased. But the only person I really know that ever really liked him wasn't a person. It was my pet, and I had a pet rabbit, and I had a pet raccoon, and my pet rabbit loved him. And he was a beautiful Californian with a black nose, but he would eat him till he would turn dark, and then he would get purple on the white. And he loved him. I mean, he would, and he was. It was a cool rabbit. We've had discussions over this with other ones.
So your pet rabbit's over in spirit and your rabbit's around you, giving you guidance. So we need to look up for you what the rabbit totem is.
Oh, excellent. And then I know that if you see a rabbit and you're a spiritual path, it means that you should do unexpected things, because a rabbit survives in the nature by doing what they don't expect. If you look at something's coming to attack a rabbit, they expect it to jump this way or that way. And how a rabbit's their tactic, which we all know rabbits get eat a lot, but their tactic when they don't in the nature and the survival is they do the unexpected. Because I went through a phase where I would see them all over. And so
true.
I know in my spiritual, and looking it up, they told me that. And I started doing the unexpected. And, you know, and those of you who know from my teacher in the shaman way, in the Native American way, I was raised and trained by my third teacher, Man of Power, which is the book that's coming out, Living in My Development of Psychic. You guys are going to love it because, you know, he taught me how to change color. So we would do this to make people crazy, expect the unexpected. So I would go through these phases of, okay, people are looking, and I'm doing this color, I'm doing that color. It made people that I was working with in public going, is Jethro multiple? Because I would be like, well, it worked. And I will tell you, it did work in the energy. I had a boss who was really doing horrible things to me, very psychic too, and they were driving me, we won't say names because we still are friends outside of it, but they were my boss, and they were making me ballistic. I would go home and jump in my kids' wading pool and say words that my children should not hear. But they had me to that stage. And a long story short, the rabbit did that. I'm getting in trouble because I'm taking all the time, and I told you guys I'd do minutes. Janae, I love what you said with that. Can you, speaking of totems, do you know what your totem is? Could you tell us, or would you prefer to keep that private?
Well, I have, you know, I think you may agree with this. In Native American, we all have like 9 animal totems, mm-hmm. and it'll take a long time to tell what those are, but right now I've had, it's funny you brought up rabbit, because right now one of my totems that has presented itself to me is a rabbit, and also the owl. But the rabbit has taught me another thing besides do the unexpected things. You say rabbits are always cautious and they're a little bit afraid, and so they're jumping around, and it's taught me to face my fears a little bit and go where the and places where it's uncomfortable and expect wonderful, awesome things, but just not to really get into being too cautious and face my fears. So I would say a rabbit right now, and then the owl. And the owl came to me, and I communed with it. It was actually on September the 5th. I was back on my patio, and next thing I know, I look up, and this huge, awesome barred owl was on my privacy fence, and we sat there and we looked at each other for 10 minutes. What does that mean, Jethro? Tell me what that is.
Oh, I'm excited, and we've got a good topic for next Friday night with me and Janae, because totems is really excellent. We got 3 minutes left of this show, and what it means to me is, you know, now this is really intense, that the owl is something that everyone knows in Native American. A lot of them look at it forbidding. There's other ones who believe the owl is why the whole notoriety of it is that it can be someone coming as a witch to you, coming through body. There's other beliefs of it in other beliefs, ET activity with owls. What I believe and what I feel with this owl and what it was doing to you is you've got someone in knowledge who's got that totem who's also coming to you, and they're talking to you on the other side, and that owl is there to give you knowledge. Because when you see an owl and you strengthen, owls are the most strongest and most productive. If you look at what, I mean, an owl will take 8 to 12 mice a night. And one thing really good, I've stayed on that totem. You got me. I've got buzzes all over me. I had a very good friend who's on the other side, very post personal dear purple angel, I called her friend, and her totem was an owl. And with you and the energy, I feel that they're telling you that it's there, and that owl is bringing you messages. That owl loves you, and on the other side, they're using the owl to transcend, because they want you to be doing not only these shows, but they want you, Janae, in the next year, your name's going to be out there strong. You're going to be up there with me and Aurora Rose and all of us that are up there working those names, and we're up there. You know, we laughed the other day because the one lady goes, you guys were in the top 50 and then the top 100. You've been, and we've got directories calling. They got a hold of me from the most famous. I can see that. And Janae, I think, Phil, that owl was telling you that the love you have is not done. There's something else going on with loving you. And the angels are saying that you're pulling, like I keep seeing you pull a thread. And you know how when someone's doing what we used to do, I'm saying again, here we go with my age, embroidery. They used to embroidery, which we still do. I just got corrected by someone. We still do embroidery. Those who
right,
like embroidery.
Yeah.
They keep showing me that you're doing that and you've got that kind of thread and that you're tying that, and this is going to be a blessing. This is coming as a blessing, because what they're showing me and what the spirit guides is showing me is that you're tying sweetgrass. Now, that's a very good cleanser, very positive psychic work, and that this is that owl is a blessing that's going to be with you for a path up to a year, giving you more blessings to help you not only hear and see with. But that's what I get in 90 seconds. You guys always take us when we're having fun, I'm telling.
Awesome, Jethro. Good. Adam, thank you very much for having me on tonight. I'll look forward to next Friday.
Yeah, you do too. And
it's been wonderful.
Thank you, Janae. We're going to be looking forward to all of you guys next Friday. Tune in at 773-897-6461 for some more of that psychic fun. And one of the really great things that we've been welcoming and trying to promote is, remember, all of us have this psychic ability. And all of us are utilizing with the energy. So remember, the next time you see or feel something, take that time. Enjoy that sensitivity. Call Psychics Gone Wild and we'll talk about it. Love you. Bless you. We'll talk to you all real soon. This is Psychic Jethro having not only a fun night, but looking forward to next Friday when we pull another Christmas basket. Make sure you put in PsychicsGoneWild.com, Psychic Jethro. Put into Psychic Jethro AOL. Put it in. I don't care if you follow. It all counts. Thank you, guys, and have a good night. Bye.